try to run something like that. Well, it was an earlier similar problem. I mean, well, back in high school, they made fun of me, and the meter's going tick, tick, or small fall, small fall. And you're going to run back some innocuous, by innocuous, I mean non-significant, some little chain that's not going to have a lot of TA movement in it. He's not going to get a lot of case gain out of it. You will find a little FN, and he's happy about that. But if you sit down and you really figure out what the problem is, you take a little time right there before you ever give him another similar command, and make sure you keep your auditor's code in, you make sure that the PC understands what you want him to look for. And you want him to look for an earlier similar problem. And if you don't even have a problem defined when you start out, how in the world are you going to find anything earlier similar to it? So this is one of the things that you do in running rudiments whenever you ask the guy if he's got a present time problem or you're just running problems in general. Whatever you're doing, you want to make sure that it's well defined, that the PC knows exactly what you're talking about, that he knows exactly what's going on. He's got the concept of a problem, and he's got the two opposing sides, and he's sitting there in present time looking at both of them. And once you have this, then you can run that chain. Your meter will read well. It'll clang, 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 blow down, blow down, blow down, blow down, all the way down the time track to the first time that it ever occurred. You'll go through it, whether you run it as an Ingram at that point or you just have him ITSA it. Makes no difference how you get down to that. Once you get to that basic, it doesn't make any difference how you get him to look at it, but he goes through every part of that problem. He pulls all the postulates out of it. He goes through that entire incident. You handle it however you handle it. You get all the charge out of it, and the whole chain will blow, and the person will just have a marked recovery right in front of your very eyes. Some of the best case gain that can be gotten is in rudiments. These things re-stimulate all the time. The guy's walking around banging into things and people hollering at him and cutting his comm, and he's committing overts and missing with holes and so forth. And as a general rule, he's in pretty bad shape. You can run rudiments every day, all day long, for quite a while before they ever finally stay in. This was one of the problems in the early days of erasing the bank. When you got right into the core of the bank, the person's rudiments went out and could not at them. We'll go over some of that stuff later. The next part of this lecture is going to be on withholes and miss withholes and how you handle those. Alright, withholes is a no action after a fact of action. It's something that the PC is not telling about. He's withholding something. He goes out and he steals some candy from the store. He's a little kid, and he don't tell about it. He knows he's not supposed to steal candy from the store, but he does anyway. He wants some candy, so he does. But now he's got to withhold it. He can't tell about it anymore. So, and somebody comes along later and they see, ask him, he says, "Hey, what are all them candy wrappers doing in your room there, Johnny?" And he's all, I don't know where they came from. He's okay. He goes on about the business. Now he's stuck with a question. He's kind of got a problem in a way, you know. Does she know or does she not know? He got an indecision there. He's got this withhold. He did an action or no action. Now he can stand there and watch somebody being beat to death and not do anything. That's just as bad because he didn't tell. It's all in his consideration anyway. Because his postulates against himself are what tie him down and say where he'll lie and every string that's hooked to him. Now, I don't know, I haven't listened to this tape, but if you can hear this steering wheel in the background, it's driving me crazy. I have to squirt some oil on it or something. Anyway, I got another microphone, so these lectures will be a little better quality than the last, and I'll try to give as many as I can while I'm driving around. Now, miss withhold is something that's kind of a unique animal because the PC is now stuck wondering about if anybody found out, right? Now, he can have some Ingrams tied in here, too. You know, he can be knocked out when he was trying to kill or rob somebody or could get killed himself. So, he can have
a whole reactive mind hooked up to this thing. These Wiffles are very powerful. They have a lot of force in unconsciousness behind it. And Ingram chains, the secondaries, and grief and loss, and all manner of things. So whenever a PC is not telling about this stuff, people are asking questions about it and so forth, he feels real, we call him Miss Withholdy. You missed his withhold. He thinks you're the police, and he thinks you're going to catch him for shooting up that bank last lifetime. And you're real withholdy about that. You're not about to tell them that you're the criminal they're looking for all over the whole damn United States, that you just came again in another body. So sometimes losing your memory is a good thing. Well, these are just withholds, you see, and they're forced by death Ingrams or by just regular body lifetime pain Ingrams and stuff like that. You have a lot of charge and force and mass, and others think, and other beings, and all kinds of shit tied into this composite case. And it's all withholding. If nothing else, it's withholding from itself that it is itself. It's all kind of one big long mist withhold, sort of. We've been making pictures of it and showing it to each other and trying to audit each other and be helpful and put in communication lines for you. The entity case is a fairly involved case. You can get into that, but you can just treat the guy's composite being or just data. You say he doesn't even have a bank anymore. Well, that's all fine and good. He still's got all these postulates about contra survival actions. And so you say, what's a contra survival action? All right, well, that's an action that harms more than it helps. And that, you say, well, harms why? Well, that's the whole basis of life here. You find out when you go through the old upper levels that these eight dynamics are out in front of you. They're real, they're observable, and you're living in an existence in them, and you have certain agreements and so forth. And that's just the way things are. You've agreed to all this, you see. You say, I'm this and that and the other thing, and then here you are. Well, these withholds and stuff like this kind of sit back in the background, and they get more and more charge, and because the Ingram Bank is set for generalities, you know, one overt is equal to 80 million other overts, even if you didn't even commit them. It could be somebody on somebody else, you see. It's all tied together in the reactive mind. So you have this whole mess to play with, but let's say that the guy's clear and he's through the OT levels, and you're sitting here looking at a pre-OT, and you want to find out what he's withholding. Well, for one thing, he's withholding making the whole thing go away. He's not about to look at the physical universe and have it all disappear on him, you see. He doesn't want to be a nothing. He's going to withhold that. And he knows that you know somehow, and so you've kind of missed his withhold if you tell him you're an OT. That's one of the funny things that come up, you know. People say, I see all the time I'm a dancer. And people see you dance, and they think you're a good dancer, and then they're afraid to dance with you. Well, same thing for a person in the church. You come in, you see one of these operating things, you see one of these super aware beings that you in your own mind have kind of figured out as sort of godlike and has a lot of power you might not have right now. And they hold some awe for someone, as well they should. These states have not been seen by man, this immortality course, you know. A lot of people have walked it. A lot of guys sit on mountains for thousands of years getting us all down and so forth, etc. And they got really nothing to do with much except in this discussion of withholds and what dynamics are. You have a good action along the dynamics, survival of the self, love, sex, family, children, groups, your state, your country, mankind as a whole, mankind as different races, spirits, ghosts, things go boom in the night, people hanging around on the graveyards and being these composite cases. You have all
all manner of spiritual things. And you have infinity, or a God, or some kind of a... And mankind, it's kind of hard to contribute to mankind when you kick the bucket. And as far as plants and animals and things like that, you know, you don't take care of your pets very well when you're in a grave anywhere. And you see what I mean? It's just it's bad across all of the dynamics for the horse thief. Nothing's good for him. Well, maybe it might help the group a little, because the group's going to get a little better now they had a horse thief home, you know. And because the group is doing more good for him by keeping the group there alive than he is, so actually him getting killed is kind of helping him along in a seventh dynamic as a spiritual being. So he's got a little help even whenever it's a major disaster for him. There's no such thing as totally black or totally white or good or bad. These are just arbitrary places that you have to compare something else to. And you'll find in running overts and withholds, you better understand this real well, because it's not what you think the PC did, not at all, not in the remotest. Well, it's what the PC thinks he did, you see. Yeah, I'm not supposed to climb flagpoles, and I did. And I climbed this flagpole, and I fell down, and I broke my leg, and they almost caught me, and it was horrible. And somebody else has got something else. It's all in reactive mind, but the fact is that the being at the time, the spirit at the time, says, this is the way things are, and he made this big, huge parcel, and it sits there, and it's an overt. And he said it was an overt, so he's going to act like he can't communicate to the area no more, and give him reason to withdraw from it. This is why the misunderstood word phenomena works in the study technology. I mentioned it here in these early tapes a lot about the study technology. You start clearing up the definitions of words and things. You have to clear them up as you go along in the subject. That's one of the things you need to do. That's the first thing that happens. A person finds a word or a symbol or something and doesn't understand. So if at any point during these lectures you feel like you're kind of going to sleep, or what's that guy talking about, or don't understand what I just said, go back. Find some word there. You'll find a word that you didn't understand. If you can, look it up in the dictionary and all will be well. But anyway, there's always a misunderstood something right before there's an overt. There's something in the area there, you see, because the guy, if he ever stopped to consider it, any harm that he commits along all the dynamics is direct harm to him, see, because he is the dynamics. He is everything that he perceives simply because he says he is. So it's a very limited view that one has to be a murderer or whatever, like something like that. It's a limited view along the dynamics. The person's blocked. You're dictated by Ingrams and secondaries and so forth. But they commit overts. When a person doesn't understand something about something, he feels a little different about it. He sits over there and I'm over here. And his infinity drops a little. And it makes it okay for him to come in over on the thing. He says, well, the reason I broke out all your windows because I didn't understand what you were doing mowing the lawn. And that's perfect logic, you see. He didn't understand something, so it made it okay to break out the windows. Yeah. I don't understand why I have those wild parties, so it's okay to drown their ducks. Now, you find some pretty strange considerations there on these computations, and you get into another layer of the bank. You know, you get into your service facsimiles and making yourself wrong and or making yourself right and everybody else wrong and dramatizing stuff over and over and over throughout eternity, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Well, one of the big keys to the whole thing is understanding what an overt is. That entails an understanding of the dynamics. The dynamics are the dynamics of life. They are how you manifest in life. You can go around and you live in a one-room apartment, never move 10 feet from it your whole life if you want, or you can go out and fly all over the whole world, see the whole thing. It's just a matter of whether you're going to move around or you're not going to move around. But the dynamics are something that you create. One guy creates a box, another guy creates a whole world, somebody else is running the government here or there, the other thing, and other people are starting up churches and helping people. They're very, very artistic and very theta, and there's a whole lot of good things going on. And various people are aligned along the dynamics in doing all this. And, you know, you have whether you consider a supreme being or infinity or something like that. Each to his own. And you have a great many things that you can more or less put life up into. But you can't say, okay, red dynamic is a sixth and the blue dynamic is a fourth. And
And the purple and gray stripe one over there is the 19th. And they all fit in those bins right there, and that's how we do it. No, that's not how you do it exactly. Because these dynamics don't chop apart. They don't cut into pieces. They don't just nicely fit in things. They overlap. They overlap totally. To a marked extent, you can see them. You look at yourself. Okay, you're yourself. You're whatever you think you are, you know. You got a red hat or a blue hat or a purple shirt with high heels, or you got long fingernails, short fingernails. You know, you like make up what kind of food you eat. What kind of car do you like? What do you, you know, it's what you think you are. It's how you dress the bodies. You give your body to somebody else, they'll dress it totally different, have it eating all kinds of different food, and you wouldn't even recognize the thing. So your first dynamic is who you really are, and part of who you really are is, of course, your family and your little kids and so forth. See, and now we're into the area of the second dynamic. There's you plus some other people. Right. And you expand out a little bit, and then there's a little baby doctor, and there's a little baby nurses, and there's a little baby grandparents, and there's a little baby grandparents' friends, and the photo people, and the grocery store, and college, and, you know, you're all in another universe. Now you're into the groups. You're all hooked up to this little baby, which is hooked up to you.